Hello, Steve here. It is the 9th of August, 2023. We continue looking at the history of the Beatles because we love the Beatles. This is a podcast from me to you. So we were looking a little at A Hard Day's Night in the previous episode from 1964. Let's have that in perspective. I've just been looking at the Liverpool Echo. They have a section where they show lots of old photos, and they were showing photos of Liverpool from the 1940s, and you were seeing how the Liverpool Anglican Cathedral was still being built. So that was the 40s, and I'm now talking about the Beatles in 64. That's a very, very short amount of time. You look at the photos from the 40s, you've got kids playing in the streets, basically with no shoes, for goodness sake, on Scotland Road, where Cilla Black came from. And my mum as well. And you have all the bomb sites and everything. It's almost, well, for me it is, to imagine what it was like living through all of that chaos and mayhem. All the kids being evacuated during the war to Wales. But by 64, things had changed. You had A Hard Day's Night. And it was directed by Richard Lester, I mentioned in a previous episode how Twickenham Studios were supposed to be coming to Liverpool. They haven't yet, but they're supposed to be occupying the Littlewoods Studios, or Littlewoods Building. It would become Littlewoods Studios or whatever, but hasn't happened yet. We'll see what happens. So Alan Owen wrote A Hard Day's Night. It was released by UA, United Artists. You may be familiar with them. They do all the James Bond, and I think, I could be going out on a limb here, but I think, wasn't it started by Charlie Chaplin? I think so. Producer, help me out. No idea. Okay. So the film portrays 36 hours in the lives of the Beatles. They are preparing, fictionally, so in the story, they're preparing for a television performance. Now, the film was a financial and critical success. Not that it wouldn't have been. This did come out when the Beatles were very, very famous, very popular. So it was unlikely it was going to be a failure. You imagine, no pun intended there, you imagine what it was like to be a teenager, or however old you were when you were into the Beatles in the 60s, there wasn't a lot of merchandise and memorabilia for you to collect. And then you hear there's going to be a Beatles movie. You're not going to see it, are you? Can I say that? Is that English? You're not going to see it. You know what I mean. You are going to see it. Now, Time Magazine, 40 years after it was released, Time Magazine rated the film as one of the 100 all-time greats.